He is the author of havoc on the earth. He aims to destroy through death. You remember how he sought to destroy the Christ child through Herod. That was very high up in his agenda. He destroyed mankind in the fall and caused them to sin in the temptation. Then he aimed for the deliverer of the people, the destroyer, aimed for the deliverer. He sought to destroy the Christ child, cut off the royal seed, and remove any prospect of this incarnate one coming. His hand can be traced throughout all biblical history, wherever we read of destruction and death, destroying the saints by heresy and persecution, by the smoke and by the locust, destroying them by false religion, destroying them by war and conflict and persecution. Remember how Jesus said, he is a murderer from the very beginning. He's a destroyer. He didn't abide in the truth. He left it, the Lord said. There's no truth in him. He speaks lies. He deceives. He's a destroyer. You remember how Satan stood up to hinder Israel? He stood up against the people of God, the Bible says. He stood up against Israel, and he provoked David to number them. You remember how the book of Job tells us about him? He went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job. He's destroyer. He's smiter. He destroys men. He destroys souls. Remember how Satan entered into Judas and destroyed that man. He destroyed his mind. He destroyed his life. He brought him to a suicidal death in darkness and despair just by entering into him. Because that's what he is. He's destroyer, and he brings destruction to human souls, to men and women. Do you remember how Ananias, Satan filled him. Satan filled his heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and all the while keeping back part of the price. Satan ruined him. He's destroyer. It's everywhere in the Bible. He's wrecker. He's wrecker of the home. He's wrecker of the church. He's wrecker of our land and nation. He would wreck Scripture if he could, and has endeavored to do so many times. He would wreck minds. He wrecks lives. And he has many devices in his arsenal to do it out of that bottomless pit. Christians must know this. He knows, as another passage says, he knows that his time is short. And he's coming down to destroy. And we need to be on our guard, don't we? We need to be on our guard. We need to put on the Christian armor. The Lord tells us about him and his nature and devices because he doesn't want us to give place to him. He doesn't want us to be like Ananias and open our heart to him. He doesn't want us to be like Judas and open our soul to him. Don't give place to him. You must never give place to him, for he will destroy you. That is why Christians have the armor made available by God, the Christian armor, to keep them in all parts of their spiritual life.